Good morning. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD, here when you need us. I'm Dana Erskine, and today we're going to be talking about the Bay County Chamber of Commerce announcing a resolution to support school-based mentoring programs. The resolution is to get business communities involved specifically in these school-based mentoring programs, and today we're going to be talking about Take Stock in Children, and we have Kelly Langenberg, the Executive Director. Kelly, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Awesome. No, thank you for joining in the show. I appreciate it. So can you tell me what Take Stock in Children does in communities?
Sure. Take Stock in Children is a program that is a state of Florida program, and it's implemented through the Bay Education Foundation. The Take Stock in Children program is a mentoring program with students who complete the program will earn a post-secondary scholarship. The requirements for students to get into the Take Stock program, we take rising ninth graders into the program. They need to be high achieving academically, well deserving financially, so there needs to be a financial need there. Students with a very low number of behavioral referrals, and students with generally very good attendance. So those are four areas that we look for when considering students to take in to the Take Stock program. Awesome. Once students are in the program, we offer full wraparound services for them. And the biggest piece is mentoring. So we look for mentors in the community who are willing to take on that opportunity to share lunch with a student 2 times a month.
No, that is so great. I love that. And I know last month we had Elevate Bay on, and that's one of the things that the Bay County Chamber of Commerce is really trying to do, is connect the businesses to these programs specifically. Now, one of the things that you had talked about was volunteers. So how can people volunteer, or how can businesses specifically, what are those options for volunteering?
So there are a lot of different ways to volunteer, and I just want to reiterate what you said. There are 3 services that Bay District Schools offers for people to mentor. We have Elevate Bay, which you mentioned, a great program. We have New Horizons, and then we have the Take Stock in Children program, which is through the Bay Education Foundation. So the 3 different ways to mentor, and we specifically work with high school students. What we ask of the mentors is lunch 2 times a month, and that does need to be documented because we report that information to the state as a requirement of the program. different ways for businesses to be involved in mentoring. Individual mentorship is great, but we realize that that's not going to work for every type of employee. So we do have options for co-mentoring if you and a friend want to mentor, and we have group mentoring options as well. Maybe you want to mentor a couple of students as an organization, and those are all options as well. We also have a virtual mentoring option, so maybe you can only get away 1 a month to visit your student, and you can log on to the app and do a video chat with your student during their lunch at school, or you can text as well and just have a conversation with the student online as well. And those all count as mentoring the students. So we have a lot of a flexible number of ways that people can get involved with our program.
Yes. No, and I think that is so great. That is so awesome. Is this something that's offered through the schools? Like, how do students find out about this?
Well, we have boots on the ground at six of our high schools. We call them our school ambassadors, and they help us find students who meet our requirements. So we do try to get our message out. We're not going to reach everyone, but they help us kind of pinpoint students who would be great for the program. And then for the mentors, the way that they can get involved is just visit our website at bayeducationfoundation.org, and then we have a link there to apply to be a mentor.
Okay, that is awesome. And that includes businesses as well. They can apply through that website as well?
Absolutely. Or if it's easier to call to get more information, our phone number is 850-767-4110.
Awesome. Well, Kelly, is there anything else that you wanted to add?
I do. I want to. Can I just talk about our fundraisers really quick?
Yes.
We have a golf for education fundraiser coming up at the Panama Country Club on September 17th, and that event usually sells out. And we would love to see that again this year. So, if there are some people that are interested in bringing a foursome or supporting that event in maybe another way through a sponsorship, just get in touch with our office or again visit our website. We have another fundraiser that we've done for several years called Strides for Scholars on February 18th. That's a 5K and fun run. And then our final and largest fundraiser is Arts Alive. That's at Edgewater Beach Resort and Conference Center. And that's going to be Saturday, March 25th, 2023.
Awesome. And all of these events can be found on your website as well, right?
That's right. And, you know, we post more information as we get closer. And our Facebook is the most up to date.
Okay. Awesome.
With probably the most information. So it'd be a great place to check too.
Okay. Perfect. Can you tell me the website one more time and then where people can look, search on the on Facebook?
Sure. It's our website is www.bayeducationfoundation.org. And on Facebook, you can search the same criteria, Bay Education Foundation.
Awesome. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for joining the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I also just want to do a shout out to our current mentors. They work so hard for our organization.
Absolutely.
This is such a giving community, and we're so thankful that people are willing to donate their time for our students at Bay District Schools.
No, that is so awesome. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for joining the show. We're going to take a quick break, though, but when I come back later, we're going to get your weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB. All in the Mix.